Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI Asterisk, the podcast where we untangle the knotty questions of artificial intelligence, one curious query at a time. I'm your host Herman Popplebury, a donkey with a penchant for precision, and a sloth brother named Corn who I'm told once blinked so slowly he missed an entire season of a streaming show. But we're not here to talk about Corn's circadian rhythms. We're here to talk about Asterisk fine-tuning speech-to-text models Asterisk, specifically, how much transcribed audio you actually need to get decent results when starting from a model like Whisper. This show is part of a project by Daniel Rosehill. Each episode answers one of Daniel's AI questions in audio form, generated entirely by Sonnet 4, so while thoughtful it may contain inaccuracies. If you'd like to learn more or perhaps collaborate on a future episode, feel free to visit danielrosehill.com. Today's question comes from Daniel himself. How long does it take to fine-tune a speech-to-text model like Whisper? And what's the minimum amount of corrected audio or transcripts you need, especially when the source material is voice notes? It's a practical question, one that's likely on the mind of developers, researchers, or even hobbyists trying to build a custom transcription tool. So let's dive in. #1, what does fine-tuning even mean? First, let's clarify what we mean by fine-tuning Asterisk. Whisper, developed by OpenAI, is a large, pre-trained speech recognition model. It's already seen hundreds of thousands of hours of multilingual, multi-domain audio. So when we talk about fine-tuning, we're not starting from scratch, we're nudging Whisper to perform better on your specific kind of audio Asterisk. For example, if your voice notes are full of technical jargon, regional accents, or background coffee shop noise, the base Whisper model might stumble. Fine-tuning helps it adapt. But how much data do you need to make that adaptation worthwhile? #2, the data threshold, how much is enough? There's no universal number, but research and community experience suggest a *minimum* 5 to 10 hours of high-quality, time-aligned audio transcript pairs for meaningful fine-tuning. Let me emphasize high-quality *and*corrected*. This isn't just about volume, it's about accuracy. If your transcripts are full of errors, you're not teaching the model, you're confusing it. For voice notes, typically informal, spontaneous, and sometimes mumbled, this threshold might even be higher. Why? Because spontaneous speech is messy. It's full of filler words, false starts, and irregular pacing. The model needs more exposure to learn the patterns. Some practitioners report success with as little as *3 hours* of clean data, especially if the domain is narrow, say medical dictation or legal notes. But 3 hours is the exception, not the rule. Think of it like teaching someone a dialect. A few phrases won't cut it. You need immersion. On the other end of the spectrum, major fine-tuning efforts, like those by enterprises or research labs, often use *50 to 100+ hours* of data. That's overkill for most personal or small-scale projects, but it illustrates the principle. More data usually means better performance, up to a point of diminishing returns. #3. Quality over quantity, the hidden cost of correction. Now here's where things get tricky. You don't just need transcribed asterisk audio, you need corrected asterisk audio. And that's where time really adds up. Let's say you have 10 hours of voice notes. Using Whisper's base model, you might auto-transcribe them in about 10 minutes. Speech-to-text is fast, but correcting asterisk those transcripts, that's manual labor. On average, it takes *4 to 6 hours of human effort to correct 1 hour of audio *. Why so long? Because you're listening, pausing, typing, backtracking, and ensuring perfect alignment between audio and text. It's meticulous work. So for 10 hours of audio, you're looking at *40 to 60 hours of correction time asterisk. That's a full work week. And if your voice notes are low quality, recorded on a phone in a windy park, say, you might need even more cleanup. Background noise, overlapping speech, or poor mic quality can double the correction effort. This is the hidden bottleneck. The human in the loop asterisk cost. Fine-tuning isn't just a GPU problem, it's a time and attention problem. #4, alternatives and workarounds. Given this, you might be wondering, is there a smarter way? Yes, there are a few. First, consider asterisk data augmentation. You can artificially expand your dataset by adding noise, changing pitch, or speeding up, slowing down audio. This helps the model generalize better, especially when you're short on real data. Second, transfer learning tricks can help. Instead of fine-tuning the entire Whisper model, you might only fine-tune the last few layers or use low-RAR, low-rank adaptation asterisk, which reduces the number of trainable parameters. This cuts training time and data needs. Third, active learning can make your correction process more efficient. Instead of correcting random clips, you use the model to identify the audio segments it's most uncertain about. Those are the ones worth correcting. this focuses your effort where it matters most. And finally, if your goal is just better transcription of your asterisk own asterisk voice, you might not need full fine-tuning at all. Some tools allow you to upload voice samples to adapt the model on the fly without retraining. Think of it like a quick accent adjustment rather than a full language course. Part 5. Real-world examples and trade-offs. Let's ground this in reality. Suppose you're a therapist who wants to transcribe client sessions. You have 8 hours of recorded sessions, all in your voice with clinical terminology. You auto-transcribe them with Whisper takes 8 minutes, but correcting, that's 32 to 48 hours of work. Is it worth it? Maybe, if you do this weekly, the upfront cost pays off over time. But if it's a one-off, you might be better off just using the base model and editing as needed. Or imagine a podcast producer who wants to fine-tune Whisper for their co-host's strong Scottish accent. With 6 hours of clean interview audio and transcripts, they fine-tune using LoRA. Result, a 15% drop in word error rate. Worth the effort, probably. The key is return on investment. How much time will fine-tuning save you in the long run? If you transcribe 20 hours a month, even a 10% improvement could save 20 hours a year. But if you only transcribe occasionally, the math might not add up. Conclusion, the sweet spot. So to answer Daniel's question directly, you likely need at least 5 to 10 hours of corrected audio transcript pairs asterisk to meaningfully fine-tune a model like Whisper on voice notes. But the real cost isn't the audio, it's the asterisk 40 to 60 hours of human correction time that goes into making those transcripts accurate. And remember, fine-tuning isn't magic, it's a tool. Use it when the benefits outweigh the effort, when you have a consistent high-volume need for transcription in a specific domain. As for Korn, he still hasn't finished transcribing his one and only voice note, claims it's meditative. I call it procrastination. Thanks for listening to Just Ask AI. If you have a question you'd like explored or want to learn more about AI fine-tuning, visit danielrosehill.com. Until next time, keep asking and keep transcribing. I'm Herman Popplebury. And remember, in the world of AI, every second of audio counts, even if your sloth brother says otherwise.